episode 392, The Football Shuffle.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Get down
radio.
On it. Woo woo! Get down on it. Hey, sisters, how are you? Welcome to the Football Shuffle. Okay, for those of you who are not here in the U.S., I got to tell you, we are having the biggest party. February 7th, 2016 is the biggest football day in United States history. Always. Why? It's Super Bowl 50. Yes. And so we're going to talk about the Football Shuffle. Now, okay, you may not want anything to do with football, but I'm telling you, regardless, you want to stay in and listen because I'm going to give you some great little kind of tips to, well, yeah, bonus points with your sweetheart who does love football. And for those of you around the world, I don't know, do you all actually get to see the game? I know some of you actually do. Nowadays, with the way TV works, it didn't used to be that way, but now, gosh, you can see almost anything and everything you want. So maybe you're peeking in on the game too. Well, we've got the Denver Broncos playing the Carolina Panthers. And I know who I want to win, but that doesn't matter who I want to win, right? It doesn't matter. You have your team, I have my team pick. But what does matter is how you spend the football shuffle. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Welcome to Create Your Now. Yes, I am on football fever high right now. I love football. I'm a football fanatic. I grew up with it, and it's a part of me. Now, honestly, I really love college ball, probably a little bit more, but I do enjoy the NFL, especially the big games. And I've had the privilege of having my cousin actually play in the NFL. He is now since retired. And so we kind of know that area. It's a little bit home for us and it's exciting. So what team are you rooting for? The Broncos or the Panthers? And if you're like, well, who are they? Well, just pick it. Do you want the horse or the Panther to win? Who do you think's going to win out? Well, I think who needs to win out is you. And in this football shuffle, you need to be the winner. You being the woman, you being the mom. It's time to up your game so that you can have just a fun time with the family. All right. So I'm going to give you just a couple highlights. There's not really any kisses in this today, except, well, there's a kiss for everything. But I'm going to give you just some fun things that you can do, that you can enjoy with your family. Maybe you're going out and going to a football fever party. That's awesome. We actually have the Supper Bowl party at our church, and we bring in canned goods and, you know, non-perishable items, and we actually stock the pantries for the winter around our area, which I think is really important. So maybe you're not into football, but you know what? You can make it fun, and your participation in it may be a different way. You know, you're volunteering, you're giving of your time, and even giving of your resources. You know, when you donate food, that costs money. And so that's helping and serving others. So think about it as the football shuffle is not just a way for you to kind of like chill out and not do anything, even though that's a bonus. It's a way to really reach out to others. And how cool is that, being able to serve your community and serve the ones that you love. So how to get bonus points with your sweetheart. Maybe your sweetheart loves football and you really could care less about it. Well, you don't have that in this household. I'm the one who's yelling at the TV. In fact, the kids know when there's a game on, whether it's football, whether it's tennis, even if I'm watching a good golf match and something's happening. Oh my goodness gracious. Yes, I am sitting there yelling at the TV as if they can hear me. I'm coaching them from afar. Does it really help them? Probably not, but it helps me and I feel more a part of the game. Maybe you're not that crazy fanatic person who gets into these games and you're like, really? I could just go and I'd rather either do the dishes or maybe take a nap or go read a book. That's okay. But today I ask you to take a time out on those and spend time with your sweetheart. You're going to get bonus points for it. I promise you. In fact, I got a text today from my husband that said, I want you to spend time with me on Sunday during the game. And I was like, cool. And he says, wait, I have an idea. He says, what if you teach me what to cook and I can help more in the kitchen? And I'm like, whoa, I'm liking this idea. So, you know, there's a way to kind of open up some areas that maybe you never thought would be available to you when you give a little bit more in their interest. And come on, it's only a few hours. And there's a lot of funny commercials. There really are. And if you can't see the football game, go on and Google Super Bowl 2016 commercials. They will all pop up. They're going to be out there on YouTube. I guarantee it. And I've seen a couple highlights of them, and they are kind of funny. Now, some of them, you know, you always kind of roll your eyes like, really? That was a good commercial worth how many millions of dollars did they pay? But it'll be something to talk about around the water cooler the next day, or even with your girlfriends, because you actually paid attention. You'll be getting the bonus points, and maybe they won't. So, okay, let's get right down to the football shuffle. Number one shuffle, time. When my husband sent me the text and said, I want you to spend time with me, he was very clear to me. He said, that means I don't want you in the kitchen. I want you downstairs with me, because our family watching area is downstairs, okay? And I'm like, okay, I got it. So you need to understand when your sweetheart says, I want you to spend time with me, what does that time mean to him or to her? Okay? What does that time mean? So there's not this assumption that, okay, well, yeah, I'm sitting here, but you're working on something or you're reading, you're not paying attention. He may actually want you engaging in what's going on, and you may not like it, but it's okay. You're going to be scoring bonus points, and that can mean a lot of things in a lot of different areas of life. I'm just saying. Okay, so number one is time. Number two, food. You got to have some good food. And yes, as kind of a health, you know, a healthy living nutritionist, I want you guys to be healthy, but I also want you to have the freedom to indulge. So here are a couple food tips for you in your football shuffle. Number one, roast or slow cook your meat. So you can set your oven, and you can do this early. The game starts, I believe, I don't know, I think it's, is it 5:30, I think, Central Standard Time? And that means 6:30 is kickoff. Anyway, it's somewhere around there. Google it, you'll know. Anyway, you can start this in like right around lunchtime. As you're making lunch for everybody, you could go ahead and start the meat that you want to have. Or if you're going to have something that starts real early and you're going to do something the whole, like maybe you're going to have a movie family time before the football game. We usually do that. It's fun. We get out some movies that we haven't watched in a while, and we have a movie time, and then we go into the football thing, and it's just truly a family football shuffle day. And so go ahead and start roasting or slow cooking your meat. You can do this by setting your oven at 325. Create a tent. So you take aluminum foil and create a tent. You don't want to leave your meat exposed because that will dry out. The idea of having your meat slow cooked is what it allows you to peel it apart. It falls off the bone. And at the very end, if you want a little crispiness, you just take it off. Okay, you take the aluminum foil off, and then you let it cook for about 5 to 10 minutes, a little bit longer. And you can up the degree at that point. Some people even broil it and leave it in there for like 2.5 to 5 minutes long on broil, and it just like gives this nice golden brown. But you got to make sure, depending upon where your heat source is, if it's real close, like we have a double oven, the way our oven is laid out, and one of it is closer to the heating element. So be careful. If it's real close, it's going to take less time. So you want to slow cook it. Why? Because then it keeps the moisture in. Now, if you have a crock pot, I'm all a big fan of crock pots, or a pressure cooker, which I love too, you can pressure cook or slow cook them there also. What you want to do though, anytime you check the meat, you need to baste the meat. That means add a little bit of seasoning on top of it. So if you have, let's say you're barbecuing and you want to have kind of like a barbecue pork, then what you can do is just slowly, as after you've seasoned it with your salts and your peppers and all your famous seasonings, then what you can do is go ahead and as you check it every once in a while, don't pull the meat apart, but you can baste it. So that means basically basting is painting on the liquid that you want on your meat and then put the aluminum foil back over it. Now, if you have, like, you roast in a turkey, you have an actual roaster, then you can put it in there because it's totally covered. That works too. Okay. But if you just have it like in a glass pan or something, you want to create that coverage for it because you're trying to seal in the juices. Make sense? Okay. So 325 for 2 to 4 hours, depending upon the size of meat. We have a large family. So usually I go two to 3 hours on ours because it's a bigger piece of meat normally. When I say a bigger piece of meat, sometimes, you know, my turkeys are huge, but when I'm talking like a pork roast or something like that, we're looking at probably 6 to 10 pounds, depending upon how big I can get it from the butcher. So that's it, and it's awesome. Now, your dip. You got to have some dip, right? Your dip, you can use sour cream for just about anything as a base. It is awesome. Take sour cream. And if you don't have sour cream, but you have like a French onion dip, you can use that too. Shh, I won't tell anybody. Okay? It's the same thing. There's sour cream in there. It's all right. So take your sour cream or that dip, and you can add in your favorite seasoning. So like, let's say you're a ranch diehard. The kids love ranch. Well, if you don't have the packet of seasoning, then get out the ranch bottle and put some in. Oh, yes, it's great. And you know what? Add a little bit of garlic salt to it. Yum, yum, yum. Okay, it's real good. And you can control the amount that you put in. That's what's nice about making it yourself. And if you forgot to grab it, well, a lot of these things you have in your cabinet anyway, so just pull them out. You can also then add in picante sauce if you want to. And you can have two different sauces. You can also do a mustard sauce, same way. You can take a yellow mustard or a spicy mustard or combine the two of them together. Add in some a little bit of chili seasoning, just a tad, to taste. If you want to heat it up, you could add in some hot sauce. Yes, yummy, 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 yummy. And you could use picante sauce, but some people don't like that because it's too heavy on the tomato-y side. But you could do that. It's more, though, that you might as well just have the picante sauce and you're adding in the mustard for flavoring. So think about your base as what do you want to taste more and then build upon that. So if you want to have more of a sour cream dip base, then do your sour cream. If you want to have more of a mustardy type of thing that you would add on and you want to do vegetables. And, you know, then you can think more mustard as your base. Or if you're wanting, okay, picante, then you can add in other things on top of that. Of course, you can add in sour cream. You can add picante sauce to melted cheese. Yum, yum, and yum again. Okay? All of this sounds good. And I want to eat it now. All right. So does that give you an idea for dip? Okay. You got your dip. Now, I will have this all in the show notes, believe it or not. So if you're like, Christiane, I totally lost you a long time ago. You're talking way too fast for me. Yeah, just go to the show notes. Or better yet, go to createyournow.com and it'll all be there for you. And you may want to check out some other things while you're there. Now, keep in mind your chips. When you get your chips, the rule of thumb is this for the healthy part, but you can indulge. I'm not saying, you know, don't eat a whole bag. Okay, seriously. That's not good. I mean, your sodium levels are going to skyrocket. But on your chips, because this is when we do eat the most chips. It is crazy. I don't even know the crazy figure that's out there of how many chips that is consumed on Super Bowl Sunday, but it is crazy. And you want to look for ingredients of 3 or less. So your potato chips that have 3 or less, it's better. And then you can use your dips to season with it. Or you can make your own dry seasonings and you can put it in there. Now, if you really forgot the chips and you really want to go die hard, then make your own sweet potato chips. Make your own baked potato chips. Cut them very thinly. Put them in the oven, 350, 375. You can add a little bit. If you actually have a spritzer, it's better to spritz the olive oil on them, kind of spray them. But you can drizzle it. It's fine too, so they don't stick. And then go ahead and add some pink Himalayan salt, or better yet, some cracked fresh sea salt. Yum, yum, and yum some more. And then when they come out, about midway through on cooking them, it'll be about 15, 20 minutes. Pull them out of the oven. You can toss them a little bit and then put them back in to your desired taste, okay? If you have an air fryer, you can do that there also. You can make fresh ones, put in the air fryer. You just can't make as many because it's harder that air has to really fluctuate all around. And I said air fryer. I did not say a deep fryer. Yes, you can go for the deep fry, but I'm looking at healthy options here, okay? Also, fresh is good. Get out some of the things. You don't have to cut them up, but have them available. The kids may actually gravitate towards those than the other junk food. So if you have an apple or two, put the apple or orange out in a cute little bowl. Allow them even to, you know, bring out some peanut butter. You can melt some chocolate. If you have some chocolate that, yeah, believe it or not, that's left over from Halloween, get it out, melt it, and they can use the apples to dip in the chocolate. Yummy, 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 okay? And it'll be fun. You could cut them up, make them into cute little apple chunks, and you can use them as dip. Yes, you can have fondue, but fondue, it takes a lot of work, really. Well, I mean, it doesn't take a lot of work, but there is some time and effort that you have to put into it. So this is an easier way to do it, and it's just all around simple. My children happen to love chocolate-covered strawberries, and what you can do is if you have some almond bark, almond, A-L-M-O-N-D, bark, like a dog barks, almond bark, you can take regular chocolate, like semi-sweet chocolate morsels, and it doesn't have to be chocolate. It could be white chocolate. It could be the peanut butter flavor, whatever. Melt those and add in 1 to 2 cubes of that almond bark. And when I'm talking about melting it in, we're talking about probably 1/4 cup of those chips to 1 to 2 cubes of the almond bark. You melt that up. You can put it in a microwave safe bowl, stir it together, melt it up, and just do a minute at a time because it melts fast. And then you take your strawberries or your favorite fruit, doesn't have to be strawberries, your favorite fruit, dip it in and place it on a plate and let it harden. And oh, it is scrumptious. Scrumptious. That's it. You've made it. And the kids can do that too. They could decorate their own with sprinkles and everything. You can put it in the refrigerator, let it sit for a couple minutes, and it is ready to eat. So fresh is good. So get those veggies out. Have fun with the fruits. Okay, are you exhausted yet? I am. And we are really running over with this football shuffle. Okay, drinks. You've got the Denver Broncos, which are orange, or is their main color. And you have the Carolina Panthers, and blue is kind of their main color. So you can do a drink. And I'm specifically looking at this from the kids' point of view. You can do either like a 7-Up, a Sprite, a ginger ale, and you can add an orange sherbet if you're a Denver Broncos fan. Fun, fun, fun. And if you want to do something, you can have them draw the horse and stick it on a little toothpick, and they can have a little toothpick flag of that in their drink. If you are a Carolina Panthers fan, you can take 7-Up, Sierra Mist, Sprite, whatever floats your boat. It could be sparkling cider, whatever it is. It's safe for kids. And for the adults, you can just put in the little extra drink that you want. If you want to add in the alcohol, obviously make sure you keep that separate from the children. But you can do that and add a shot or two in your drink. So it is a lot of fun. And with that, for the Carolina Panthers, you use frozen blueberries, or you can use frozen blackberries. Yum, yum, yum. They act as if they're their ice cubes. They're good as they thaw, and then you can eat them, and it's healthy. It's fresh. It's fantastic. I just got to tell you, I love it. So, and then the same thing. You can have a Carolina Panthers. They can color it, stick it in, and you've got an amazing drink there for everyone. Okay, so we've got the food taken care of. You're going to be spending time. Everything's ready. Now, what do? Let's get some spirit going. You have to dress for the game. Now, that doesn't mean you have to go and spend money. You know the colors are orange and blue. So put on an orange shirt or a blue shirt, whatever team is rooting for you. And maybe if you're not really the NFL mom and you're just kind of like, yeah, I would just rather it pass by and us not really have to worry about it, and I'd watch my other shows on Netflix, it would be so much better. But it's not that easy. Look, your kiddos may be involved in gaming. My son came up to me and said, oh, mom, who are you rooting for? And I was like, okay, we're having this discussion at 6:15 in the morning before school. Okay, let's have this discussion. He said, well, when I was playing my NFL Madden game, I was really, I mean, I would play and I would be the team of the Carolina Panthers. And then I would also be the Broncos. And he goes, I just really don't know what to pick. Now, who would have thought, not me, that he would have put that together and would have understood it? But he got it. all from gaming. But now it brings it to real life for him. So we had this discussion and we went about, and so it was fun for him to pick a team because he was like, well, Mom, who do you want? And I told him who I wanted. And I said, really, ultimately, I don't have a stake in it. I think it's a great game. I want to have a great game with no one getting hurt. And I want a really good game. That means I don't want an all defense game. I want some points scored, but I also too want the teams to have to work for it. I mean, it is the peak of the season. So have fun with it. Dress in colors. Bring out the spirit. And if you're split, somebody wants the Panthers and the other people want the Broncos, that's great. It's fun, too. You can have that. Celebrate it together. This is the Football Shuffle. And finally, because you got to get to this. You got stuff to do, right? Finally, just have fun. This is an excuse to chill out. Think of this as a snow day. Yes, Super Bowl Sunday is a snow day for families. It's an excuse to not do anything. So moms, take advantage of it. If your hubby says, well, hey, let's just bring in, then say, okay, I'm fine with that. You can still do some of this other fun stuff. But if he wants to bring something in because it makes it easier, because he wants it with you, now is not the time to fight. Meaning of, oh, no, I'm going to put my foot down and I want this to happen. No, it's time to chill out. It's time for you to have that family time. So I want you to go now. I want you to hang up on me in 2 seconds and go spend time with your family. If you have to run to the store, you got a few moments before the football game is going to kick off. And if you're listening to this after Super Bowl 2016, I hope your team won. I definitely hope my team wins. But regardless, take these little ideas of the football shuffle and use them in your daily life. This just doesn't have to be something that happens because it's a Super Bowl Sunday fanatic time and it's the only time that can be used. You can have food and you can have gatherings and fellowship with your family by just making it a special day. So make any day a football shuffle day. And have a blast with it. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.